Galway County Council has said it is profoundly sorry for its failure in relation to the operation and management of the children's home at Tuam. The home was run by the Bon Secours sisters on behalf of the local authority between 1925 and 1961. In a statement at today's council meeting, Chief Executive Kevin Kelly said the authority acknowledged its failures and was willing to hold itself to account for them. The apology, of course, follows the publication of the investigation, the commission investigation into mother and baby homes. Let's talk now to Tuam-based historian Catherine Corliss is on the line. Catherine, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm very well, and thank you for taking our call. What do you make of this apology from the County Council today?
Well, I'm just after reading it there, and first of all, it's good to get it, and it's good to hear them say it, but the wording is sweet, and the promises are sweet, but what we need is action. The whole account, it's on par with what the Bon Secours said about their deep regret and profound sorrow, but I mean to say, it's just a pity that they were put under, they wouldn't have said this only further under such pressure, because I've had dealings with them over the last 6 years, and I'm sorry to say that they put every obstacle that they could find in my way, from exposing the story of the children buried in the sewage tank. And I know the County Council knew of this all along, and so did the Bon Secours sisters. And on that aspect, it's a pity that it took until now, until the pressure was put on them. Now, what I would like from the County Council and the Bon Secours sisters, they were both culpable for, and they have acknowledged it, and they have apologised, I know. Mm-hmm. But they need to get together now, and they need to push. The one thing they can do is to push for legislation to be passed so that those babies can be taken out of that sewage tank. Now, I'm sure they will have a bit more clout than I would have. I've been pleading with Minister O'Gorman and the Oireachtas to please hurry this legislation through to get those babies out of that sewage tank and to give back a bit of dignity and respect to the families who have siblings buried there. I mean, it's not such a huge deal. They've made a huge deal out of it over these years, and that's what I would ask of the County Council and the Bon Secours sisters. That will be an apology.
And you're clear in your own mind that the Council could move this on. They do have the power to tackle this.
Well, they'll have more power than I have, because I'm just worn out trying to get this passed for years now, and it's the decent thing to do. It has to be done. The babies are buried illegally, and the Galway County Council, they could act now and just hurry up this legislation, do their part, and the Bon Secours sisters as well, and that will be a real apology and a real show of sorrow and profound sorrow that they are expressing.
Catherine, we're a couple of weeks now since the publication of the report. What do you make of the reaction that we've heard so far, particularly from survivors, mothers who gave birth in the homes, children who were born there and maybe spent a number of years in some of these homes?
It's a profound disappointment all around, not alone from Tuam, because we knew, first of all, when we listened into the webinar, that this wasn't going to be the way we had hoped it would be. It's the fact that the blame was thrown back on society. I know the religious have apologised since, but I mean to say, it was very weak in areas, and the one thing that survivors have really felt hurt about was that their testimonies weren't clearly shown in the report, and also we still have to go through it yet, and we know the people who were adopted, we know their stories, and to say that there was no money changed hands, we know that there was, the evidence is there, and there's a lot of people hurt and disappointed, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks maybe something will be, maybe there'll be some turnaround.
And is your criticism a criticism of the way the Commission went about its work, or were there problems, as some said at the very outset, with the terms of reference that were set, the job it was given to do?
I know, I think we didn't understand what the terms of reference really meant at the beginning. I mean, the survivors went up there, they poured out their heart and soul for 2 hours and cried through their experience, telling their experience. And they didn't realise that all those people who were taking their account, they were only ticking boxes. And that should have been spelled out to us from the very start. It was the language in the report. It was too clinical. There was too many graphs and diagrams where we thought it was a commission. We thought the inquiry was to be one of compassion and understanding and total acknowledgement for survivors. But it wasn't that at all. It was more of a historical, academic report.
All right. Well, no doubt we will return to this in the future. But for the moment, Catherine Corliss, thank you very much indeed for talking to us with that.